ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाय I am a old associate of this temple in Chaupati. So I am happy to be here. The only thing is, I don't see any old faces who are my associates here except one or two. So I was just talking to Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Actually, preaching is so much expanding here from the Chaupati temple. So all those devotees, they have gone for many programs here and there. So, I was thinking what I should be talking to you this afternoon. You all listen to very elaborate, long lectures of His Holiness Radhanasa Maharaj. So I was also remembering one of the things from Srila Prabhupada books, when people are used to eat a lot of fried foods and sweets and like that. So sometimes you want a little change. This actually Prabhupada said in connection with Krishna, like Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and all class of beings, they always have awe and reverence, and they always glorify Krishna with the choice prayers. Uttama Sloka. And it is said that Krishna relishes the chastisement of the gopis. They are not prayers because of their love and affection for Krishna. So they don't see him as someone worshipable or as God. They see him as one of their beloved, like a member of a family. So like among family members, sometimes there is chastisement, there is criticism. So they have sometimes dealing with Krishna like that. So in that context, Srila Prabhupada says, like everybody glorifies Krishna, but he also wants to hear sometimes someone who can chastise him also, no? But It is not that, because sometimes he likes chastisement. So Krishna likes chastisement. So we'll do that. But he doesn't take chastisement from anyone and everyone. Or if anyone finds fault with God, it is a hellish mentality. It is a great offense, and it is unpardonable. No? So, who can chastise Krishna? So, it is not actually chastisement. It is another kind of loving exchange. So similarly, when you are used to hear scholarly, elaborate lectures from Maharaj and his assistants, you don't recognize their greatness or this thing. So when people like us come and be here, speak to you a few things and go, then you see, wow, our Chaupati congregation, they are giving us so much information and so much nectar, no? So it is like enhancing our attachment to continue to hear the glories of the Lord. I remember Sri Radhanath Maharaj saying that when we hear about the pastimes of the Lord, generally we hear them from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, always. So many times the story part we may be knowing, and we think we have already heard it. So it is not a question of something new. It is not a question of something eloquent. But it is being taken as a medicine. We are all hearing this Krishna Katha, not to titillate our minds, but it is being taken as a medicine. In a diseased state, we will not be able to actually relish, experience the pastimes of the Lord. So it remains an intellectual or a theoretical thing, but when we hear the same thing again and again, there will be a time we will be forced to think. I also remember the Karmis saying about the devotees, how you people go on chanting Hare Krishna or listen only about Krishna. Is it not tiring? Is it not a vexing thing? So it is an outsider's view. They don't know that the soul rejoices forever the transcendental subject matters. That is the nature of transcendental subject. It may be the same thing, but it has a cleansing, it has an effect on us that will give us a higher realization. So, we try to hear very carefully, so that things may be properly impressed on us, and we do our job properly. So the point is, as I told, we are taking it as a medicine. In the material life, when we are in diseased condition, we take medicine, which is not a tasty thing, or even if it might be a bitter thing. And then, when we are free from disease, our source of enjoyment is something else. We don't, so we take medicine as an obligation, and by choice we try to enjoy according to our inclination many material activities and things. Whereas the beauty of spiritual life, it is medicine as well as source of our joy, source of our ananda. So people who are cured from the material disease, they relish every moment being in transcendental consciousness. And when we are not able to relish, which means we are in a diseased condition, so it is imperative on us that we subject ourselves to go on taking the medicine. So I was thinking, so what I should be talking to you today, just on 7th, we are all celebrating Ramanavami, no? We all celebrated Ramanavami, is it? There is no difference between Ram and Krishna. People also know that, and we also know that. Still, we perform most of our activities in Krishna consciousness. So many times people ask, in the public opinion, Krishna and Ram, they are equally important, and in fact, besides the devotees in Krishna consciousness, most of the Hindu followers, they are more attached to Ram or Hanuman, and Ram is more acceptable to them as Bhagavan. No? the Ramayana is so exemplary, and the characters in Ramayana, they do such a perfect job to their role. So we call it adarsha, you know, adarsha, ideal. So Ramayana is more popular, hence more people, they are attracted to Lord Ram. There are more temples of Ram and Hanuman, and in the countryside, when our people meet, they say, Ram Ramji, you know, whenever they meet one another on the road, or when they take the telephone, they say, Ram Ramji, and then they start, you know. So, then they, you know, like, all of you are also familiar, like they say, when a person dies, they say, Ram Nam Satya, you know. So it's like, it's a very common thing, Ram Ram, no? So they ask the followers of the Hare Krishna movement, when Ram and Krishna, they are equal, but your mission, they are not given such equal importance to Lord Ram. No? Why is it like that? No? So, it's a good question. It's a good opportunity of being asked this question so that we can explain our philosophy. No? What is all this Ram, Krishna, Narayan, and all that. It is a pastime from Srila Prabhupada's life in Hawaii. It is a beautiful island, the good climate. I have not been there, but because it is said that Prabhupada wanted to be there and concentrate on his writing, and we hear from many tourists also, you know, Hawaii is a, it's a well-known name, like, you know, Bombay, you know, so one of the important cities of the world, Hawaii. And Prabhupada did write a large portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, staying there for months together. And one time, he happened to be there on Ram Navami day. He was there on Sri Ramanami occasion. So he was sitting in his residential quarters upstairs, and the Ramanami celebrations have begun in the temple room, and the kirtan was picking up. Kirtan was going on, and people were singing Sitaram, 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 Sitaram Jai Hanuman. Like that. It did not just go on for a few minutes, but it was going on. So Prabhupada told his assistant, "You call the temple president." The temple president was called in, and Prabhupada put his eyes right into the eyes of the temple president. "Did you ever hear me saying, Sitaram, Sitaram?" Then they had to, scratch their mind. "Did you hear Prabhupada singing Sitaram, Sitaram?" No, he did not. So, why you are doing the dhun of Ram Nam, Sitaram, Sitaram? So they did not know what to say. Then Prabhupada explained, which will also be same explanation when people ask us, why you are not giving equal importance to Lord Ram. The Hare Krishna mantra includes the glories of Lord Ram and the glorification of Krishna includes glorification of Lord Ram, because Hare Krishna mantra, it is a Maha mantra. So Maha mantra means it encompasses the glorification of the Lord and all his expansions. So the same Maha mantra can be sung on Ram Navami also, no? Similarly, Krishna is the source of all incarnations, which includes Lord Ram. Like the Brahma Samhita says, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Nemena Tishan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sambhavat Parama Pamanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, starting from what people ask, Ram and Krishna are equal. So, in the eyes of the public, Ram is so important. So, Brahmaji is starting is sloka, Ramadi Murtishu, starting from Lord Ram. All other incarnations, they are all the expansions of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So. And then, not to hurt the sentiments of Lord Ram or the devotees of Lord Ram, Prabhupada also went on to say, "No, no, we also have temples where we have installed Ram Darbar, Ram, Lakshman, Sita and Hanuman, right here in Bombay. Prabhupada has personally, he has installed Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanumanji, in Juhu temple. And also, after that, there are several other temples of ISKCON where there is an altar dedicated to Lord Ram. Like we have temple in Delhi, we have temple in Ahmedabad. I think there are some temples outside India also. There are some temples outside India also of ISKCON, where Lord Ram is worshipped. And also, on the occasion like this, like Ram Nam and that, then the lecture is specially devoted to Lord Ram. You all know, being people from Hindi-speaking part of India, that Ramcharitmanas, it is the popular work on Lord Ram. Whenever people think of Ramayana, it is Ramcharitmanas that comes to the minds of the people. By and large, there is no radical difference between Ramcharitmanas and the Ramayana, which we authorized Vaishnavas from Vaishnava Sampradaya. We read Valmiki Ramayana, no? Valmiki Ramayana, the original edition of Ramayana is Valmiki Ramayana, and there are several ISKCON devotees, Prabhupada disciples, who have rendered the translation of Valmiki Ramayana to English. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj did, no? Purna Pragya Prabhu did Ramayana. So coming to the point I'm trying to make is Krishna includes Lord Ram, and Krishna is a little more. Like Narayan, Ram, and then there are also powerful demigods like Shankar, Brahma. Generally, people of this world are fascinated by opulence, and we look upon God in awe and reverence. So there is this worship of Shankar, Brahma, and among Vaishnavas the worship of Ram and Narayan and so on. In South India, from where we come, there are Vaishnavas called Ramanuj Vaishnavas from Sri Sampradaya. They worship more of Lakshmi Narayan and Sita Ram, and in most of the temples they install Lakshmi Narayan and Sita Ram, just like we say, although Ram and Krishna are same, but we continue to expand the glories of Krishna. So similarly, they also accept that there is no difference between Ram and Krishna, and they continue to worship more of Ram and Narayan, you know. They go in that direction like that. We understand there is a reason for that. It is not easy to take to worship of Krishna. It is not easy. And I also remember Srila Prabhupada saying that although we have the highest philosophy, Parakya Ras, or what you call Viparlamba, Seva, Loving, Separation, which are all very high concepts, Loving, Separation, and Gopi Bhav and things like that. So the philosophy is there. And our sampradaya, Rupanuga sampradaya, that advocates worship of Krishna in that mode. But it is a very superlative level of bhakti. So we have that theory. This is our philosophy, this is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That means this is our highest goal. But Srila Prabhupada himself said, most of our worship in our ISKCON temples, it is on the level of worship of Lakshmi and Narayan. No? Radha Krishna are not worshipped that way. There is a higher platform of worshipping Radha and Krishna. But our worship, it is on the platform of worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. What does it mean? No? So the worship of Lord begins. Now there are stages of devotional service. We start with sadhana bhakti, where there are rules and regulations, and there is a strict sadhana, and then gradually it will mature into. So there is no room for imitation. There is no room for jumping over. In South India, there is a saying, small mouth, big words. No? So, it doesn't befit. So similarly, the Gaudiya Vaishnavism is there, the philosophy is there. Actually, to be on that platform is very, very difficult. When Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudarlava. So many people are worshipping Krishna. But Krishna is saying, Samahatma Sudarlabha. Then how is that there are so many Sudarlabha Mahatmas who are all worshipping Krishna? So technically it cannot be called the worship of Krishna, because that is not exclusive. No, our worship of Krishna is not exclusive. I also remember a funny thing. of meeting a man. He was visiting our temple in Kurukshetra. He claims himself to be a Krishna devotee. And because we worship Krishna, he started visiting our temple. And then he also goes to Vrindavan from time to time. So one time, he came back from Vrindavan. We were doing kirtan, facing the deities. And I heard the sounds of ankle bells, payalka awaz. So that, but some Mataji has come. So I just looked back, who is that? So this was the same person, Prabhuji, dressed in the garb of Mataji, wearing lahanga and chunni and like that. And he was coming like this, you know. I don't know whether I should laugh or, no. So I asked, what happened, Prabhu? What happened to you, no? I accepted mantra from Radha Vallabh Sampradaya. So we worship Krishna and Radha Bhav. No? So in Gopi Bhav. So he was wearing bangles and all these things and that. So I told him, yeah, we also, our ideal also, our Gaudiya philosophy also says the worship of the Lord in Gopi Bhav. No? It is the highest form of worship. But I never heard that in order to worship God or worship Krishna in Gopi Bhav, we have to wear all these things, no? Probably you may all have heard, you know, in the recent, you know, this instance from Haryana, you know, one senior police officer, you know, and he also suddenly, not only that, in the house he was wearing. One day he came to his high-level meeting, you know, dressed like this. And then his officers were in shock. What is this nonsense you are doing? Huh? So, because for their office code and conduct, it is a nonsense thing. Similarly, even from Gaudiya Vaishnavism point of view, just changing externals, it is a nonsense thing. That is not what we are trying to propagate. We are trying to tell people, you actually enter into a deeper attachment. You enter into more intense service attitude for the Lord and His devotees. We also heard many times that people talk of samadhi, and Prabhupada ji dismissed that word and he said, you work now, samadhi later, you know, you work now. So you cannot imitate sitting in a lonely place or just chanting all the day, not recommended. I'm also remembering there was one devotee who is initiated in ISKCON, is a foreign devotee, and when we hear about Vrindavan and things like that, we would like to visit. So he has come down along with other group of ISKCON devotees to Vrindavan, and after a few days he was not sane in the temple. He was not there in the Mangal Arati. He was not there in the Japa session. And then they asked, where is this devotee who has come from abroad? He is an ISKCON follower. Then they found out that he is in Radhakund. He was influenced by the Babaji's there. They said there is no spot on earth superior to Radhakund, which is there in Nectar of Instruction. Radhakund is the topmost place in the universe. And being able to reside there, it is the perfection of one's life. Somebody, some Babaji's, they told. Then he left ISKCON temple and he started staying in Radhakund. So devotees, they told Prabhupada, the devotee who has come from America, he has left us and he is staying in Radhakund. Is it good thing, or because Radhakund is a good place, is it good thing, or what should we say? And Prabhupada may said, he is not in Radhakund, he is in Narakund. Because he has left the shelter of Krishna, he has left the shelter of Guru, and he has not even become a sadhak. So what does he understand about the glories of Radhakund, no? So similarly, our level of worship, that we are on sadhana platform, and we are trying to discipline our lives, and we are trying to attain steadiness of mind, and after that are the further stages of spiritual life. So person who came from Vrindavan, dressed in Mataji clothes, he was speaking like that, no, we are supposed to be like this. I said, all right, no problem, no, the kirtan is going on, let's be in kirtan, no. So we are doing kirtan, and we are saying, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And after a few minutes, I noticed that he was only saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he was silent when we were saying Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I said, why, Prabhu, you are silent? You are only repeating half the mantra. You are not saying, no, I am an exclusive devotee, you know, of Krishna. I don't say Hare Ram, Ram Ram and all that. He was saying like that. So this is all called when we are not guided by bona fide Vaishnavas. Many conflicting, they call it rasabhas. Rasabhas means controversial, you know, subject to, you know, criticism and all that. So things have to go on gradually. You know? So we are being assured we don't have to worry about Gopi Bhav, Parakya Ras, and things like that. As we oftentimes say, the beginning, middle, and end of spiritual life is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, our spiritual life begins, our anardhas and unwanted things begin to clear, and then slowly we attain some kind of steadiness and attachment to this Maha Mantra, and then gradually we develop a taste. And now, in our philosophy, it is said when we chant, like the process begins, like Sravanam Kirtanam, when it begins like that, so slowly the other things, it starts with the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So slowly they all begin to, you know, be understandable to us, and then we can begin to realize them on a solid platform. So there is no need to excite people by speaking hi-fi things. You know, there are hi-fi things in material life. Similarly, there are hi-fi things in spiritual life also. So we don't have to go into hi-fi things. And, you know, like, there is also the standard way to run the temple. People may like to hear many new songs and gajals and bhajans and like that, but we don't see these things being done in our ISKCON temple. When we started the temple in Kurukshetra, in the old city of the town, and people were going to some other temple which was a little far away, and they were very happy that these people have come to start a temple in our neighborhood. So we can all go to this temple. You know, this group of Matajis, they wanted to visit. Now, these Hare Krishna devotees, they have started a Radha Krishna temple. Now let us go there. So some 40-50 Matajis, Mandali, they came. We said, Hare Krishna, please, all of you take your place. And then we are doing kirtan. Because it's the first time they are with devotees like that. So they were patient. Actually, they wanted to do something. They wanted to ask something. But our kirtan was getting an intense, so more. So they said, all right, today we have come here to sit down, let them do what they want, and then in the end we will ask. So finally, after 1 hour kirtan, we stopped it. I thought these Matajis will be impressed because we are so devoted to chant Hare Krishna so much. But these Matajis were questioning us, is that all you do? No other bhajans? My God. So, or can we also sing other things? So it took time for us to tell them that it is not an entertainment program. It is a program for reformation. You sing many nice Radhe Radhe Shyam Milade and all that. And then the coffee should be ready, or tea should be ready. Or now we should go back to watch our TV serial. So it is not like that. So it's a gradual taking over of our consciousness, beginning from material consciousness, we slowly. So we want the most effective technique which can take a shortcut, shorter time, more effectivity, no? I remember a Gujarati family back in United States, and you know, many of these Gujaratis, they chant Sri Krishna Saranam Mama, no? Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, things like that. And I was exposed to Hare Krishna movement, and I was a friend and guest in their house, spending weeks after my immigration to United States, trying to find a job, and they taught me Sri Krishna Saranam Mama, and I was doing that. And I happened to meet the devotees, and they told me, they gave me the books, and I understood why God's name should be chanted in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is a complete mantra. It is a Yugala mantra. There cannot be lone worship of Radha, or there cannot be lone worship of Krishna. It is both together. And this Hare Krishna mantra is a mantra calling out to Radha and Krishna. Please say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I met the devotees and got books of Srila Prabhupada, and by intuition from within I felt, wow, this is the great mantras I should chant. And then they were saying Sri Krishna Saranam Mama, and I said Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I started doing that. Then they said, no, it is a long mantra, and no, why you are following these Hare Krishnas? Who told you to do like that? We know them. We are from Brahmin family. These Hare Krishnas, we know they were meat eaters in the past. They were drunkards. They were womanizers. What do they have to teach us? So don't be under their influence, you know. So they were committing serious offense. So they are not making progress, you know. So no, it's an offense. But I was saying that actually these Hare Krishna followers, they have such rules and regulations. They have an aim and objective that gradually we should be completely devoted. Everything should be done, whether we are in job or whether we are grihastha, whether we are business, how everything should be done as an offering to the Lord, you know. So, so it's a whole detailed philosophy is there. It is not a sentimental thing. It is a cultural, educational, spiritual thing. So everything has to go on systematically, you know. That's how this Shaupati temple is famous around the world. ISKCON is a great movement. Because it is started by great personality Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is no longer physically present with us. And now we want to be followers of those who have captured the spirit and essence of Srila Prabhupada, who are strictly following the example and putting into practice the life and teachings of Srila Prabhupada. And I am fortunate to have had associated with Radhana Swami Maharaj. For a long time in the past, and like you are all part of Chaupati temple, so you all know how cleanliness, sadhana standards, Vaishnava behavior, and human relationships with non-devotees, devotees, advanced devotees. So how can we know all these things without being in the personal presence of advanced devotees? No? So I'm happy to be here. We come here to take inspiration and example and go back to struggle. Sometimes we also consider, that we are not fit to be in Chaupati congregation. So things are going on like this in our life. That way we are all very fortunate. I also invite you to be kind enough to visit ISKCON Temple Nellur. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu told you, now we have a very spacious place, almost twice this size of the temple. So, and as he has said, Srila Prabhupada visited and stayed there for 5 continuous days. So it is a place of pastimes of a pure devotee of the Lord. And there are also historical places like Ranganathji temple, which is ancient. You all visit the Ranganathji on the banks of river Kaveri. This Ranganathji is known as the Ranganathji on the banks of Pinakini River. And there is also like Simhachalam and Mangalagiri, which are addition to Visakhapatnam and Vijayawada. We also have similar grand Narasimha Hill, most of you do not know. Very ancient, self-manifest, large temple is there near Nellur, about 10-12 kilometers from Nellur. So that way you may not be interested as devotees in us, but there are also places like, you know, are there and worth coming there. So taking opportunity of being present with you all, kindly give us some association sometimes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? So till 3 o'clock, that's about your standing kirtan and like that.
Hare
Krishna. Yeah, I already gone past the time, 2:30.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, last time I read one article in Times of India, in that he stated that ship thinks that his colleges, means other ships, will protect her. But in that he said that you should be like a lion in a forest. But I want to say one thing. In Ramayana, Rama defeated Ravana with the help of monkeys. Monkeys helped in constructing the Setu, that bridge. In that role of lion is not at all.
So what is the question? Where is that voice coming from, no? So what is the question? Can someone, if you are not...
Sir, I want to say once again. See, last time I read one article in the newspaper, Times of India. In that, one Prabhuji said, you should not be like a ship. The ship thinks that his colleges will protect her. You should be like a lion in a forest. So I want to say one thing. In Ramayana, Rama is defeated Ravana with the help of monkeys. He constructed a setu, that is bridge, with the help of the monkeys. But in that role of lion is not at all. The reason for ignoring the role of lion.
So there is a saying among the devotees, like you be a lamb at home and be a lion at chase, you know. In the association of devotees, we want to be humble and be service minded, but when we are confronting materialistic people, we should be so loyal, so strict with our own tenets and our philosophy, we should not compromise. And there is also like Lions Club. It is not a good consciousness, you know. The syndicate bank, they have a dog as their logo. Lions Club, you know, like people are proud. But we correct them by saying, no, the lion, it doesn't get food for weeks together, no? So, is it all right? So, lion consciousness, no, not good. Want to be in, even if you are monkeys, if you are in Ram consciousness, or if you are a squirrel, you are in Ram consciousness. In this world, to be a leader or to be dominating others, we may get our material acquisitions, but we will not be happy, and our eternal life is ruined. It's lost. So there is also like when Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Australia, you know that famous this thing. When he landed in the Sydney airport, there was an interview, Prabhupada was talking, and then as it is natural to Prabhupada to say, cats and dogs, if people live like this, he was saying that as human beings, if you don't have even basic decorum, and basic God consciousness, you know, it's like, we'll become cats and dogs. That newspaper person, he reported, the Swami says in his next life he will be a dog. Prabhupada said he will be dogs and cats if you don't practice God consciousness. Then that newspaper wala, he wrote that the Swami says he will be a dog in his next life. So, you know, whenever we have Pandal programs and like that, is there newspaper coverage? What did come in the newspaper? So, devotees, after the this thing, they took the next day's newspaper and they were seeing, but it is something what they cannot show Srila Prabhupada, because he said, this Swami says he will be a dog in his next birth. So, how can we show Prabhupada this? So it's misquoted Prabhupada so much. So devotees cannot show, you know. Anyway, Prabhupada was asking, is there any newspaper coverage in that? They cannot lie to Prabhupada also. So they had to show, this is what they have printed, the Swami says he will be a dog in the next life. So Prabhupada smiled in such a beaming way. So devotees all become enlivened. What Prabhupada is going to say, he said, it is better to be a dog for Krishna instead of being a lion or something in this world, you know. So it's better to be a dog for Krishna. So even if you have to become animals, we pray to Krishna that we want to be your dogs, like there is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, that thing is Vaishnava or Kukura. I want to be a dog in the house of a Vaishnava. So it is a very intelligent thing that we hear kirtan, we get prasadam, and like that. So animal birth is not always bad, provided we become animals for Krishna. Like there are many human beings who are separated from Krishna, but like we are seeing, so many, you know, the parrots, the monkeys, so many, they are all the entourage of Vrindavan Leela. So this is what is wanted. We want to be in devotee consciousness. Even if people take it as otherwise, we don't care. So the right thing is be lion at chess and be lamb at home. No? Like it is also said in the relationship between guru and disciple, no? You remain fool number one before the spiritual master. What does it mean? So our ears will be open when we think, when we consider ourselves, we are foolish. Then we are receptive to listen, we are willing to learn, and like that. No? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll stand up and have some 10-minute standing kirtan. Thank you.